5-2 final score. The Altarulla Warriors will have plans for the weekend. They'll have some baseball practice. They're going to head for Des Moines come Monday. And Coach Ryan Burkhart, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a little out of breath. Had to jog up the bleachers there.
That is okay. While you catch your breath, let me recap again quickly. A 5-2 final score. You out-hit your opponent 8-3. Up and down the lineup, everyone contributing in your batting order. Your defense played errorless baseball. They were solid behind a very solid senior, Alex Snyder, now 11-0. Coach, let's start right there, the pitching effort, okay?
Yeah, Alex, I'm just so proud of that kid. I told him earlier in the playoff run, I said, if I was ever in an emergency situation with lives on the line, I would want you in charge because you don't get worried about anything. His parents should be very proud of him. He is one of the best leaders I've ever been around. He makes everybody feel calm, even me. So there's not a better kid you would want on the mound in a game like this.
Coach, 96 pitches, 61 for strikes. The hitters for West Sioux, very good hitters, could not solve that curveball of his that he can throw at any time, any at-bat.
I would say, you know, it's hard to say you're blown away by a performance like this because he does this all the time. 3-2 count, our catcher will call a curveball, and Snyder will throw it right where it needs to be. Our kind of philosophy is just go for it. No fear. Throw the pitch you want to throw and believe in it, and whatever happens, we'll live with the results.
All right, let's go to your hitting now. Coach, you trailed 1-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth. And between the fourth and fifth innings, 5 runs on 7 hits, you chase the starter, and your team got the job done.
Yeah, we didn't change anything the second time through the order. I told him, I'm proud of the way you're attacking the strike zone. I don't want you to change anything. Just keep swinging. Try to get 3 good swings in every at-bat. And stuff started falling. You know, the first couple innings, they were fielding stuff, and there was ground balls, and stuff was getting caught. And we just told him, don't change anything. What you're doing is right, and it's just trust the process.
First 3 batters in the fourth all reached, all scored. First 3 batters in the fifth all reached, 2 of those scored. 5 runs, all Alex Snyder needed tonight. And defensively, rock solid. I mean, Mork in foul territory, catching a sky-high pop-up that would give some kids trouble. Falk in right field, catching ball after ball. Center field, Creer. Your left fielder tonight, Sleaser. He's all over the place all the time. Infield was good. I mean, everybody, every position, flawless tonight.
Yep. I thought they played relaxed. I thought they played loose. And one of our goals for the night was have more fun than the other team. Regardless of what the scoreboard says, have more fun. And I think we play better baseball when we're just smiling and having fun and not worried about results and just worried about, am I where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there? Am I ready for the ball to be hit to me? And then whatever happens after that, we'll take it.
So is that your philosophy and
Absolutely.
What you'll preach this weekend heading
Absolutely.
Into Des Moines?
To enjoy the experience and have as much fun as we can. That's our philosophy.
I can't let you go without bringing up one man's name, and that's Dan Wendell. The Warrior man who led the team, the state, many times. And I know he's very close to the Warrior baseball family. Any words for Dan?
Absolutely. I cannot say thank you enough to Dan Wendell. He is like a father figure to me. I love Dan very much. He has believed in me from day one as his assistant. He is the most encouraging force in my coaching career, and he's been my biggest supporter. I've talked to Dan so much this season. We had a long talk before this playoff run. There's not a coach that I admire more than Dan Wendell, and I hope that I'm making him proud with what I've done since he's handed me the baton.
I'm sure he is very much so, and I don't know if there ever is a short talk with Dan Wendell. The guy loves to talk, especially when it's baseball.
And everybody loves to talk to Dan. He is. If you don't like Dan Wendell, there's something wrong with you.
I saw a lot of hugs, too, from family members. That's got to feel good because you certainly put in a lot of hours and time during the summer.
Yeah, my wife, Nadine, is a very patient, understanding woman. I work with Little Leaguers in the off season, and, you know, I work with our guys a lot. And never a complaint. Always, I love you. Go do what you want to do. I support you, and I could not ask for anything more. And my 4 kids are very understanding, too.
I can't keep you here any longer because there's a lot of people that haven't had a chance to give you a congrats or a hug. Congratulations.
I appreciate your coverage of the team.
You're welcome. We'll be down there on Monday for the Altarulla Warriors. Coach Burkhart here in the postgame. Thanks much, Coach. Enjoy the ride home. As they defeat West Sioux, and again, the Falcons, a very good baseball team, they conclude their season 20-6. Altarulla now 20-4, and they'll play Monday down at Principal Park in Des Moines. in the state tournaments. We're back live in the post game from Warren City, a 5-2 Alta Aurelia win. The winning pitcher to my left, Alex Snyder. I suppose baseball practice tomorrow. Is coach giving you the day off?
He hasn't let us know yet.
Okay, no words. So then if you did have the day off, I would assume you're going to play 36 because the weather looks really good for tomorrow. At least get 18 holes of golf in. Hey, let's talk baseball. Congratulations. You set down the first 11 batters. It seemed to me like you were fooling them all night with your off speed, the curveball, a slider, whatever you choose to call that pitch. It worked very effectively, as it has all season. What did you have working tonight that made you so tough?
My curveball was working pretty well. I just tried to mix it up a little bit and keep them off balance.
How many percentage? I had you for throwing 96 pitches. Of the 96, how many fastballs would you guess you threw tonight?
Not that many tonight. I went to the breaking ball a little bit more because it was working for me.
Yeah, I think, maybe even 20. I don't know if you threw that many fastballs.
It wasn't many.
What's so special about this team? You're a senior. What makes this Warrior squad so good?
Just a lot of heart. No quit. If we're down in a hole, we get on each other, keep us going, and hope for the best.
Building up all the time, mm-hmm. Staying positive. What's your attitude going to Des Moines? I mean, you guys got to believe that you can really play well come Monday.
We're just going to go down there, have a little fun, and hope for the best and see what comes from it.
Well, Storm Lake Radio sports team will be there. Alex Snyder, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.